The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, has filed a lawsuit accusing the La Crosse Diocese of fraud on behalf of Wisconsin resident Brenda Varga. Several years ago, she complained to the diocese that Father Raymond Bornbach sexually assaulted her as a child in 1971. After an internal investigation, the diocese relieved Bornbach of his duties. This new lawsuit on Vargas's behalf accuses the La Crosse Diocese of hiding Bornbach's alleged record of past sexual assaults while he served as a priest. SNAP President Peter Isley claims there could be a high number of other abuse reports involving clergy filed in the La Crosse Diocese, which haven't been turned over to authorities. SNAP is asking La Crosse Bishop Jerome Listecki to release any such information.
Sometimes our future's in the past. That's the way it is with the church. They're going to tell you, I believe, this is in the past. This happened a long time ago. You're going to hear this mantra over and over again. And if you truly want to get something in the past, then let's open the records and let everybody see what you're doing with these men.
In a written statement, the Diocese of La Crosse says there are no pedophile priests working in the diocese. The diocese says background checks are performed on all clergy, employees, and volunteers. The Diocese of La Crosse also says all abuse claims are submitted to a review board, and the diocese does cooperate with authorities when it receives reports of child sexual abuse. SNAP filed similar fraud-based lawsuits against the Diocese of Green Bay and the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. The Diocese of La Crosse includes 19 counties in west central Wisconsin with more than 200,000 Catholics. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.